Salam everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privilege. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to Maitreya's previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Groups Section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone. We can see right in front of our eyes the predictions of God is coming through, and the prophecies and coming of the destruction is being fulfilled. This last couple of weeks there have been a great commotion between West and Iran and their atomic ambition, and we saw this week that Russia and China are not supporting the West, and Syria are supporting Iran. And if you study the prophecies of Gog and Magog and how there will be an army of millions and billions of people that will bring great destruction to humanity is forming, and the coming of the 10 nations of the Europe also has been prophesied. Those are the 10 toys of the statue. It's half clay and half iron, because they will not agree with each other, and we see they don't. And therefore you can see all these things are the signs that coming to humanity, and again confirming this revelation is from the same source that said this thing is going to happen, and everything will come to its head as we go along. And this revelation and teaching is the only way that people who join it, especially the West, can win this war in the unity under one banner of God. So you can see your responsibility is indeed great, and you are called to bring this unity under this umbrella and solidify the side that is being called to come together under this revelation. Otherwise, the disunity and the presence of the iron intellect and the clay, which is the spirit, and also the part that does not want to intellectualize everything, will not mix. But with this teaching, we accept all of them and we see their places in the plan of God. Therefore, intellect is not bad as far as it understands that there is something even beyond intellect, and that is intuition. And they can come together and unify without going over each other's boundaries. A lot of spiritual people want to make intellectuals and scientists to accept their way of thinking and accept there is a God that created everything. When scientists have created a set of rules of verification of every experimentation that they do without bringing any higher intelligence into it so they can understand themselves how they have been created. Of course, there is science based on a spirit, which also brings a spirit into science and scientific discoveries, which is greater, but we are not there. Even then, the experimentation has to be intellectually done without saying, okay, God created, and that's the end of the story. So we can see the prophecies are fulfilled, the camps are coming together in different sections of the world. The 10 toys of the statue have been formed, but as it says in the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar, the statue cannot stand when half the 10 toys of the statue is clay and half is iron. And therefore, it is time for humanity to recognize that they have to accept God's way. They have to come together and follow eternal divine path, create the community of light, and bring the kingdom of God on earth eventually. And you are the pioneer that have found these teachings first, and now you have the responsibility to give it away to other people. Spend your time and energy to spread this message in a greater degree. Make the people realize that God is not going to send a savior that is going to come and say be and everything will be. He has never done it in the past, and he does not change his ways. He has sent his message to humanity now and calling them to come together and take their responsibility and accept their calling instead of vacillating and staying in the fringes and creating all kind of excuses not to get involved. That's fine. God will bring those who will see. Indeed, it is a call that you have to take it very seriously and recognize that this is the only thing is going to happen. And anything beside this, of course, is not the last word of God and will not manifest the result that many people think they will result. And if those who have called for this come together and create the communities of light and eventually come to a point that they become united under this cement of revelation, then they can stand the coming of billion man army, which still will not succeed to destroy what God has ordained to manifest. It's just right in front of us. It's right there. The Gog and Magog and millions of billions of the population are coming together. And there is a rift between West and East. How can anybody look at the events happening and not see that God said there is going to be a 10 nations in Europe? They will come together and create a 280 million population to be unified. But they cannot even write a constitution and verify it. And some countries said, no, we do not accept that constitution, and they cannot unify. As prophesied, the 10 toys will be from the clay and iron. And we can see the East resisting the West, and the frictions are coming to humanity in a greater degree, and wars and destructions that is waste for their resources and ideas will not succeed because those ideas are not representing the God's way and will that he's been manifesting and sending to humanity for the last 12,000 years. So we can see we are right on the point that God wants this to be. The only thing is left for you all to recognize this also and really get on with it and see. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to hold back, but I'm here to get involved 100% and dedicate my energy, which is really God's energy, to manifest God's will. And also we can see humanity has really fallen, and no matter what you listen or look, television, radio, bulletin boards, anything you watch, there is nothing about God and his ways and his revelation. The nature of the things have forgotten. Everybody has their opinion and ideas, and they know what is best for you, and they give you advice that is not in the scriptures and it's not from God. And many people have fallen for them, and that's exactly what the scripture says, be aware of the false prophets and false teachers. So instead of we listening to God and his scriptures and the nature of things, we listen to the false teachers and false prophets. So we have a runaway train, which is this world, and we have to capture this runaway train and turn it around and baptize it and bring it back toward God. Of course, really, we are not the ones we will do, but the more energy we put into this, the more we accelerate this process. We are co-creator of God. We know the will of God. The will of God is the eternal divine path, unification of religions, and have come through this revelation to man. A revelation which is based on the prophecies and word of God, and we can see the prediction of coming of destruction unfolding right in front of our eyes. And God's way is not going to change. It's not going to be a savior who comes from nowhere and suddenly says everything's going to be okay, it's going to be okay, as many people expecting him to come and do it. Therefore, it's a time for really reevaluating our situation and meditate and see where we stand with God. Are we really 100% open for him, and our hearts and minds and bodies belong to the Spirit, or we are still holding out for many reasons that God knows what they are? Look what is happening on earth. And then choose which way you will go. So we can see, amazingly, humanity has fallen far away. The religions are no longer valid. Most of them are destroyed or become very dogmatic. And the separation between humanity is great. And many people also have fallen to their lower nature. And what Adam and Eve did, they seek the knowledge of good and evil. And these, they say, we know better than God. They don't. They have to go back to look at the innate nature of the thing. What is nature of this? And what God created it for? And follow it. Of course, the prophet is ahead of humanity, and he says the truth, no matter where it falls. And of course, if humanity was seeking the truth, we wouldn't be here, would we? humanity, seeks ego and their lower nature, and therefore God has to wait for 12,000 years and put humanity through history until he can find 144,000 elects from 6.5 billion people on earth. Prophet is ahead of its time, and he says the things are truth, and only those who seek the truth will be attracted to his words, and those who want to follow their lower nature, they won't. Those who are dogmatic and they follow religions and they don't want to see the vision, they can bring all kind of excuses not to see this revelation and the truth that Prophet come bring to them. God is now asking humanity to expand themselves, to go beyond the evolutionary process that they have been to this point and evolve to a greater degree as universalists and those who have come here to see that all religions have sent it one God. There is not many gods. There is only one God that has manifested himself many times on earth to bring the revelations and the messages to humanity. And again, in this revelation, he manifests the unity of all religions. The prophet is not a politician, tries to tell you what you want to hear. He says the truth. He's not running for an office. He already have an office. And therefore, let God come through and listen to his words instead of our ego or what we want to hear, but hear what God has to say. And that is a sign of being elect. We want to know what God wants. And God surely have shown it clearly that this is a revelation that will come at the end time. It will reveal the mystery that has been kept as the mystery of God before this revelation. And when it comes, of course, you know what God has been doing. And at this time, we will have all this thing that is happening now in news will happen. And then what is the holdout? What is that make us not to see we have to come together and do it? So again, this is a call to elect to come together and see these things clearly. And we will repeat this over and over. And as we go through this thing happening, we will eventually see people who will see this vision and will gather together. When I listen to the people, no matter what level, political discussion, religious discussion, belief, their understanding, their ideas, their opinions, and by knowing this revelation and what God wants, it's amazing. They're just like sleepwalkers. Just like they're absolutely asleep. And they have no idea what is coming to them. Almost scary to see just like people in time of the flood of Noah. That great flood will come and drown them. And Noah was building this ship and telling them repent and turn around and go to God, and they mocked him and they would not listen. Same thing this time, a great tribulation and destruction and upheaval coming to them, and we can see all the signs God said is going to show that the time is indeed approaching. And still, many says, no, we still will follow our own little lives and will not listen to the prophet of God and God's revelation. Who's going to get hurt at the end? those people that I listen and wondering, no matter who they are they Jews or Christians or Hindus or Buddhists or Muslim or Baha'is, they don't have the whole answer, and I can see right through what they don't have and where they go wrong and make mistake. And when you see those things, you see indeed the coming of the great kingdom is approaching. And we have given this vision and this truth. And the satsang is that gives you the latest information and news about how things are manifesting themselves. And only thing God is seeking is 144,000 dedicated people. Of course, the mission is done. We have revealed everything. We even have a call for prayer, and everything is ready to really create a community that can be an example for humanity to manifest. We call this project the Project of New Jerusalem, and we are calling 100 people that each can bring $100,000 to the mission, so we can buy 200 acres land, so we can start this project. Of course, I'm not attached to it. It's going to start as people come close to the mission and buy their own houses or properties. And as our number increases and more people will come and join this group, eventually we know one another better and we reach a point we can create a covenant for a community that we can sell our personal properties and manifest that. To me, it's so important to create an example for humanity to look at it and say, yeah, it's possible to live together in the communities of light, and communities of light make sense, and that is the way out. So creating an example seems to be the beginning of the manifestation of the mission. So we are calling for those who have the ability to create rapport with more people, and they can inspire other people to come and join the mission and buy properties around here and create a loose community at the beginning, and eventually when our number increases to a point that we can come together and write a covenant, probably gated community for the mission in the beginning, and eventually expand to the rest of the city and maybe even the world. So this project is on the table. It seems that that is the best way to go. I was thinking maybe we can have 1,000 people each have $10,000, but we need even more land that way. 1,000 people probably need at least 500 acres of land for each have an acre lot to build their houses. So this is another call to action to create such a community so we can create an environment that is godly and it's helpful and everybody know each other and help each other and create an environment that they put God first and the mission and our teaching become their ideal, and therefore they can manifest this community for humanity to look at. Also, good ideas in the mission are welcomed. If you have a good idea, put it out for the rest of the group and divines to see it. But don't be attached to it. It's okay if it does not accept it, or a better idea came up, or somehow that idea was not as good as you thought it would be, and it will not be implemented. But do not stop trying. That is the whole base of the teaching, is don't be attached to the result. That means you never get tired or discouraged or become unhappy if what you did not work. Of course, it is easier said than done, but that's what each of us have become. We are pioneers. Pioneers have to be persistent and insistent in what they do and believe in what they do. If I wanted to be discouraged with the first problem in the mission, we would not be here where we are. But when you are a pioneer, you know that you have brought something new. Nobody knows about it. It is different. Most people are very comfortable where they are, and they cannot continue having any other things besides what they know. So follow the eternal divine path. Don't be attached to the result. Expect result, but don't be attached to it. Therefore, you are free to manifest great things. Seeker of Knowledge is asking, is this project outlined on the website? No, not yet. It is an idea that came up just a couple of weeks ago. I think I was writing an email to someone, and it just popped up, and I was in contact with person and discussing this to see how we can do that or how can we get some help manifesting it. It's a very new project. It's not really well thought out yet. It's in process of forming itself. Therefore, it's not written on a stone, and it's not in the website yet. When we get more information how it's going to be done, probably we can outline what the project is going to be. So the answer to your question is not, but it will be soon. Shirin is asking, perhaps those of us who already live here can create an information package for this area, business, school, job. That is a very good idea, a very good suggestion. We can do that. And if you want to start that project, Shirin, go ahead and start that. And that probably is a good idea for people to know what kind of schooling is here. It's a very good area. It's the fastest growing city in the United States. It did not exist 50 years ago. Actually, there was a vision by Joseph Smith from Mormons. He had a vision of a city on a plateau close to a large river and mountain. He couldn't find it. You know, he looked for it all over the place. He could not find it. And, of course, the city we live in is in a plateau close to the Rio Grande, which means great or big river, and close to the San Diego Mountain. And therefore, the city will be called New Jerusalem eventually. It is in the same latitude as Jerusalem and Tehran, actually. The Jerusalem and Tehran even are in the same latitude. So it is a new Jerusalem. A lot of people are fighting over Jerusalem. When God says there is going to be a new Jerusalem, and we believe this is New Jerusalem, and therefore this project is called the Project of New Jerusalem. And the idea is to find that community here. This is the city that has been divided into small lots of lands for individual to build, but there are few 200 acres land available which belong either to government or to American Indians. So they are available that can be bought for around $3 million or something like that, $2 or $3 million. And if we have $10 million, we can not only buy that, but probably make the roads and, you know, build the things we need. And also those who paid for it, they can have half an acre land each to build their own houses or maybe even help each other to build it. It's just, as I said, it is an idea out there. It is open to suggestion. It just, we got a suggestion from Shirin, which is great. That's a very great idea. If we can make that package so people exactly know what they're getting into. If they have children, there's beautiful schools here, and actually nationally known as a very creative teaching for the people who have children here. So this is a project you can think about, you can evaluate it, maybe even ask for the package. Just send newjerusalem@maitreya.org, and probably we can refer that to Shireen to answer you. So it is the beginning of letting humanity know that we can create environment that Jews, Christians, Hindus, Buddhists, Baha'is, no matter what your background is, can come together and live together here without any prejudicity or separation. Because after you realize your religion is a part of a greater truth, you do not become prejudiced against any other religion. You will realize that you have to expand yourself beyond what we know. No longer your religion is satisfactory because it's smaller than what we offer you. Therefore, you be melted to a greater degree with other people, and therefore you are called divines. And divines are not against Jews or Christians or Hindus or Buddhists or Baha'is. They accept all of them, and that's exactly what our rooms are. You go to a room, no matter who you are, what your background is, you are welcome to it. And as far as you are not rude and are not bashing other religions, you are welcome to come and join us. That's exactly how the Comets of Light is going to be. We're not going to discriminate against any religion or gender or anything that God has created it. Because God is everything, and since God is everything, you cannot discriminate against any part or anybody in it. So this is the only revelation of peace, actually, and that's exactly what the prophecy has been. We are an educating organization. We are here to educate humanity to recognize that each religion of the world is a part of a greater truth. It is prophesied that only the mystery of God will be finished at the time of the revelation of the seventh angel, and therefore anybody before the revelation of seventh angel have only a part of the truth. And no wonder, when you have a part of the facts, you make mistakes. You think you know the truth, and when you don't. Therefore, when you come and you study our teaching and become a part of it and see the vision, it is then that you don't make any mistake anymore, because you have the whole fact sheet. You have the whole truth. With this revelation and all the things that have come to humanity and the fulfillment of the prophecies and foretelling of the coming of the great upheaval and unity of the Gog and Magog in one part, and the people who will accept this revelation and become one of it in one part, and eventually, of course, if we come together and manifest God's way, we are the victor. That is also prophesied, that eventually God's kingdom will come, and therefore that is our salvation. Also, God says you each are responsible to see this vision, see what is happening on earth right now, and recognize God's way will not change. Your religion, your dogmas, your understanding, whatever you had before, is not going to be accepted, because that was a part of a greater truth. And because you didn't have the whole fact sheet, you create a lot of dogmas. And now, most of the people follow the dogmas and religion and misunderstandings instead of seeing the truth and base of our religion, and therefore they have made a lot of mistakes. They have accepted a lot of things which is not truth, not explainable, is different from each other. But when they understand this teaching, they realize that there is an explanation for everything. They were disagreeing with each other. When the Muslims come to our room and say, no Christian believe in the Son of God, if they understand our explanation of what is the Son of God, they recognize, yeah, that's a possibility that a person who is in the image of God, who is in a pure consciousness, be called a son of God. And also the Christian recognized then the son of God doesn't mean God came and made a child by Mary as Christ, but Christ was the first begotten son of God, and therefore that is why he is called himself the son of God. Or many explanations in the mission that absolutely spell any doubt or misunderstanding from humanity. And if you understand our teaching, you know, you will absolutely see the truth and you will not be confused and make mistakes. You will not have dogmas. You have all the truth and explanation of everything that brings this unity to humanity, and therefore you are free. You know the truth of God. You have freed yourself to the Spirit, and therefore you now can become an example for the rest of humanity, and that is actually your responsibility. You cannot just know this teaching and feel you are not responsible, because how can you stay there when you see such a great ignorance is happening around you? How can you, with I, now see others falling into the ditch? You have to reach out and hold their hand and say, don't fall into the ditch. This is what God said. That is how he prophesied. That is how he said things is going to happen. That is why all these religions have been sent. And now I can explain to you how God unified them together. And your religion is okay. We are not opposed to your religion. We are not like a previous religion that said, no, this is the latest revelation, forget about the rest of the revelations before me. No, it says, it's okay. Your religion is fine. But you didn't have the whole truth. You made a mistake. You didn't have the whole facts. You created a lot of dogmas in your religion. Now these are the facts. Therefore, we have to free ourselves first by seeing this vision clearly and then become a worker for others also and teach them to free themselves. And as we grow and our number increases, eventually the whole world will see God indeed exists. He is in charge. He prophesied. He foretells things and he accomplished them. Therefore, his way is the way. And that is the lesson humanity have to learn. That God's way is the only way. Yes, human have only one choice, to choose God or not to choose God. Indeed, man have a free will, and that is the only free will he has, to choose God or not to choose God. And when you choose God, of course, you choose to follow his scriptures, his words, the nature, the innate nature, the dharma of the universe. Anytime you look at anything, what is the reason, the dharma, the nature of things being created, and you follow it, you don't argue with it, you don't discuss it, you don't try to change it, you don't throw a tantrum that, no, I want to go this way, I don't want to go God's way. And history has shown God's ways will prevail, and those who go against God's way, they break themselves against God's way. It's very simple. It's not something to argue about. That is why we recommend you to meditate. Close your eyes. Just close your eyes and see things clearly. That is when you see clearly, because you actually shut down your senses. When you shut down your senses, which like wild horses carrying you out toward the external world, your eyes sees it in television, your heart wants it, therefore you go after it, God is out. You are in the grip of your desires. And Maya has never been stronger in human history than now. And of course, Maya is even stronger in West than anywhere else. At least in West, you can fulfill your desires, most of your desires, and Maya also through television and satellite have gone all over the world. And some people even see and want that they cannot fulfill it. That even is worse than when you fulfill one desire, of course, it's going to be replaced with another when you never satisfy. But through meditation, you can fulfill your desire, and at the end you say, I really don't need all these. I just need God. Of course, we're not against the minimum for everybody to have the minimum of physiological and safety need taken care of. The rest, of course, should be toward creation of the commerce of light and God's kingdom. Therefore, the whole thing points to the truth of this revelation, and the whole revelation has been given for last 20-some years. No prophet ever brought the whole teaching, put it down, write it down. God educated me and then gave me the revelation. I said, put it down in a book, and then brought the internet, made it very simple to put it in internet, and we put it in. And now it is there. The revelation is done. The fulfillment of the prophecies are being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. The teaching makes sense. It's based on the Word of God. And now even we see the news even confirming what God said is going to happen. Now it is us only left to truly look at ourselves squarely, know this teaching well, and then say, what am I doing? Am I here to follow God or resist God? That choice you have. You can resist God or you can choose God. That decision you make will show what is going to happen to you in next lifetimes or in present lifetime. Therefore, we make the choice and we have to accept the consequences of our choices. After we choose God, of course, God is very clear. He sent the revelations as different religions, and each religion have a very outstanding message. The message of the mystical path, like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, is to know thyself. Look at yourself squarely and see the essence, which is you, which is one with God. There is no separation between Atman and Atman, and therefore you are a part of God. That is what mystical path teaches. All of them teach the same thing. Know thyself to know God. And when you know yourself, you recognize, I am God. I am a part of God. God is everything. And of course, in the final stage, you and God become one, and there is no separation between the two. But God says, I'm not going to let you in. I'm going to spew you out of my mouth until you go and create the commerce of light. Timothy have a question. We go to him to see what his question is. Go ahead.
Shalom. My question is regarding to, I guess, in relation to what I'm hearing today and possibility of wars, much tribulation and destruction to come, and the salvation from being subject to that is by following the eternal divine path. In this increased time of increased Maya and tribulation, how do we avoid, when creating the community of light, how do we avoid the pitfall of escapism in this world? How do we avoid the pitfall of escapism when creating a community of light in a world that is filled with much chaos and increased Maya?
Get involved. Stop thinking, stop rationalizing, stop analyzing. You know them by their fruits. If you don't take action, you can't give a fruit. That's how you give fruit, by getting involved. But sitting in the sideline and analyzing it and try to find fault in the mission or not getting involved is an escapism. It is a kind of saying that I'm not interested getting involved. I will try to find faults and intellectualize, and I'm looking for explanations, but I don't want to do the job. I don't want to get the work. That is escapism. That is intellectualizing the teaching and therefore not getting involved with it. Also, there are excuses. Well, I'm not worthy to get involved. I'm not really good enough to get involved. I don't have anything to offer to the mission. Mind is incredible. The ego gives all the excuses in the world not to do what God said. But God is very clear. He says, you know them by their fruits. He doesn't say, you know them by their explanation. He doesn't say, you know them by their intellectual curiosity. And the only way to get fruit is to get involved and do the job. How do you get involved? Follow eternal divine path. That's how you get involved. And therefore, by getting involved little by little, you practice, and the external world becomes smaller and smaller, and the Maya will not affect you as much as it used to, and eventually you find the like-minded people. And if we eventually create the New Jerusalem, in that place we might have our own radio, our own television, our own programs that we can manifest godly thing and create movies about different religions and prophets and the Word of God. There are infinite things can be done, but we need people, we need creative people, we need resources to do them. The first step is to recognize this revelation is a revelation of action. It clearly says God is not going to let you in by just meditating and not following the eternal divine path. And the second step in the eternal divine path is the call to action, creation of the communes of light. And therefore, the way has been given. All your answers are not being escapist is in eternal divine path. If you follow eternal divine path, you will escape being escapists. I hope that answers your question. If it doesn't, go ahead and raise your hand or ask for follow-up. Lou is asking, please explain Isaiah 45:11. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and His Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command you me. Well, ask me about what things to come. This revelation is the revelation of the seventh seal, and that will come at the end time. The revealer will be incarnated three times. This incarnation is the incarnation that we reveal the revelation to humanity. Therefore, it is the incarnation of revelation. Next incarnation is implementation, which is mostly educational, reaching out, teaching, bringing humanity to recognize and realize that there is only one God and all the teachings and religion have come from the same God. And as more and more people will see that, they're no longer going to be Muslim or Hindus or Buddhists or Christian or Jews. They will come together as divines. When our number increases to the point that we will have a unified portion of the world together, then the time of reincarnation of execution is the time that eventually we will prevail and the Word of God will become prevalent on earth and His kingdom will come. That kingdom will continue for 1,000 years, and after that, another fall of man, then Eventually, the golden age, the kingdom of God, will be established on earth for a long time. That is the future. People say, is Maitreya predicting the future? Yes. And that is the word of God in the scriptures. That's what he said is going to happen. He said there's going to be seven revelations. There was. He said this revelation will come at the end time and will explain everything it has. He said after this revelation comes, the tribulation comes, the Babylon the Great, the worldly ideas will fall and his kingdom will come. That kingdom will stay for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, all the elects are no longer elects, but they are the sons of gods. They will inherit the whole thing, and his kingdom come, and we all going to be with God together and will be one. There is no question left. You know the answers as I do. And therefore, this is the prediction, and that verse says, thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come, and you just ask them, and I explain what they are. Concerning my sons, and sons are those who will overcome. Whoever overcometh will become my son. So the requirements is overcoming. And concerning the work of my hands, that which is explained, God has been sending seven religions. Each of them has a message, and now we put them all together, and now the revelation is perfect and complete and explained. And therefore, you can see that verse is fulfilled, answered right here and now. Therefore, God is in control. He said he's going to do things. He did. He sent this revelation will come. It has. It is the end time. Everything is happening. The Gog and Magog coming together. The 10 nations in Europe has come together, but they cannot become one because half of it is clay and half of it is iron. Therefore, we can see everything is pointing to being at the time after the revelation of the seven seals and coming of the great tribulation and upheaval on earth. I hope that answers your question. We can stop here. Again, listen to these words and see the signs, see this truth, eventually come to this conclusion, yeah, this makes sense, this is from God. And I'm responsible by knowing this truth and therefore jump into the eternal divine path. Just stop analyzing, finding faults and staying intellectually on the sideway. Jump to the fray, to this bandwagon with 2 feet. That is how you overcome intellectual traps and escapism, by following God's word. And the God's word is eternal divine path. I leave all of you to God. Again, meditate on this. Listen to the news and recognize that it is God's doing. It is not man's doing. Those who think they are doing it, they have no idea of God and they are not the doer. Salam.
This is January the 28th, 2006.
The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you're holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last questions before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, Religious Groups section. Salam and welcome to everyone.
Salam everyone, welcome to the room calling Alex. Last week we talked about how the prophecies and coming of the kingdom is fulfilling and the prophecies are fulfilled right in front of our eyes, and how the 1 billion man army is forming, and there will be a great separation between East and West, and how the 10 toes of the statue that was in the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar has already formed, which is the 10 nations in Europe, and we are fast approaching the time of the falling of the Babylon, the great whore, the ways of this world that is based on ego and separation and destructive tendencies that is getting worse, and no one can deny it that many things are happening or are happening which is not based on godliness and based on even the high ideal of some nations that have created and were based on the ideal situation for their people. Now the question is, now we know this approaching, but what is our part in God's plan? And now what? That we know that Babylon the Great is going to fall and the destructive tendencies is coming to humanity, the prophecies are fulfilled, the 7 seals are open, the book sealed with the 7 seal is revealed to humanity. Now what is the practical way for those who have been called and are elects and see this vision to start implementing and manifesting God's plan, so when the Babylon the Great falls, indeed we have a viable alternative to this worldly approach, and therefore most humanity will see that killing each other and destructive tendencies that are in ego trips will not bring peace, but God will. And the only way to peace is the way of God, or ways of God, His laws, the thing He has said we should do. So every person should have 2 fundamental questions answered. You all have to ask yourself these questions and base your decision on the answer you give to these questions. The first question is, does God exist? That's the first question you really have to meditate on it. 99% of the humanity, even those who are in the mission and they think they're elects or they have been called for and they have seen the vision, they should again ask this question very truthfully of themselves. Does God exist? Do you really believe that God exists? Either you have had an experience with God or You have felt his spirit, and you know God exists for sure. As you have read, though, and you have seen the fulfillment of the prophecies and coming of so much truth in though and our teachings, that leaves you no choice by saying, indeed, God promised all these things, and it has fulfilled them. Therefore, although I haven't had any experience directly myself, these teachings and the truth and the revelation and fulfillment of all the promises God gave to humanity to this point leave me no doubt, at least intellectually, believe that indeed God exists. So truly meditate on this and ask yourself honestly, do you really believe God exists? He promised all these things, and you believe in God. That is your first step of recognizing the direction of your lives and know where you stand with God. It's not an intellectual argument. It's not something we want to feel good about it, or we want to agree because I said so. But it's something you have to believe it in your heart of hearts, that indeed God exists because he promised all this thing and he has fulfilled them. And no matter what is happening out there in this world, it is not from God, and it's not going to affect you, because you are with God, because you know he exists, because you know these teachings, this revelation, this vision. And therefore, you know it's going to be fulfilled, and therefore, you will not be affected. The next question you should ask yourself, are scriptures really the word of God and his commandments? Does he really send all these scriptures to humanity and man for their guidance, and commanded to follow what is in it? Or we have intellectual discussion about it, and we choose a part that we like, and we do not choose the parts we do not like. So you have to come to the conclusion, either the scriptures are the word of God or they're not. Of course, we know that the scriptures have been changed, and they have been replaced with some carnal mind, some parts of them. But of course, though and our teachings and satsangs and all the discussions we have had for years has purified misunderstanding and man-made part, and therefore is purified and given to humanity to see the Word of God. So we have to be very careful with what part of the scripture we accept, which part we reject, and always compare it with the eternal divine path and see what part of the eternal divine path this teaching falls, and how God said and commanded and requested in many cultures and nations how to purify ourselves. And now he says the way is the eternal divine path based on his commandments and laws. Therefore, we have to agree and accept God exists first, not just intellectually, but truly believe in him. And then the scriptures, and especially though, and what it has purified is from God. Two questions that we have honestly to answer. If you do not believe God exists, then we leave you to God. And if you do not believe that though purified the scriptures and revealed the truth, and now we can see the essence of the religions, and now it's time to implement it, then again we leave you to God. But you truly know God exists. He has promised all these promises to Abram and Abraham and Moses and Muhammad and Christ and Bob and the scriptures and prophesied and foretold of this time to come. And now he has sent you the opening of the seventh seal and the book which revealed this revelation, which is a promise of God. And now it is open and the prophecies are fulfilled right in front of our eyes. Then you have no choice but accept this revelation as revealed by God, and therefore know that his kingdom is indeed fast approaching. The way humanity is going, the destructive forces coming, the way the poor is getting poorer and the powerful becoming more powerful, and they are ignoring the rights of unpowerful and the meek, indeed is not gonna last forever. This approach eventually will hit the bottom and humanity will rise to this unjust world and long for the justice and peace and unity and godliness. And indeed, the way is God's way. There is no leader, no political power, no human can bring that peace but God and his ways. It's teaching indeed a call to go toward creation of the kingdom of God on earth. Of course, God also has revealed to us subjective approach with objective adjustment. We are few people. We are not as powerful as other groups or religions or political systems are. That is why we need those who see this vision to spread and our number increased. At the same time, we have to start thinking to create an example for humanity to see that there is another way, another approach. We can create communities based on justice and God's word and unity and beauty. There is a way of sharing and creating an environment that everybody have their physiological and safety needs taken care of. There is a way to curb the greed that doesn't have any end, no matter how much a person has. Does not quench the thirst for limitlessness, which is God. And they are greedy because they want to quench that thirst, but that thirst cannot be quenched with this external world. So we can create communities of light that the children are taken care of, the old is taken care of, and the young is justly treated, and therefore fears are no longer there, and they can live together, grow up beautifully, happily, sharingly, and not experience the things many people experience now on earth: gun, helicopters, destruction, death, fear. Children that's all they know. They don't have the loving environment of a community. The just is not for them, but suffering and destruction is for them. Such children will be incarnated, bitter, and they will gain the power to impose the same unjust and destructive forces on other people, or those who have created that injustice for them. So this cycle is going to go forever. We have to break this cycle. We have to create an environment that humanity sees there is another way of forgiveness and forgetfulness of what has happened in the past or what problem we have with one another. Come together and create an environment that it's godly, it's based on the word of God. I'm not talking to create a cult. I'm not talking about a couple of people come together and become a cult. No, I'm talking about creation of a community that reaches out at the same time and put an example for the rest of humanity and invite them to come and see indeed the essence of the teachings of God has come to them. The only way is sharing with one another, create the communities of light based on the eternal divine path, based on the word of God, which unifies all religions of the world, and therefore they can create an environment that the children would be children and the old people will be taken care of, and there is enough resources for everybody to have a decent standard of living. And by directing our attention to the space, we will not give our energy toward distracting one another, but bringing greater progress to everyone. To do this, of course, we have suggested the creation of the New Jerusalem. The project that the New Jerusalem is the invitation of 100 people that each are very dedicated to the mission and this vision and want to start the New Jerusalem, and they have the resources, and asking is 100 people bring $100,000 to the mission so we can start the New Jerusalem. Either we have 100 people like that, or we need 100,000 people who pay their tithes correctly and fully, so we can bring great resources and start at least a small heaven on this earth to put an example for humanity that indeed we can come together. Even in this little household we have Muslim, Jews, Christian, they are living here together in peace. There's no bomb going on, there's no fight going on over different religions, because we are all divines. We no longer are Jews and Christian and Muslim, but we are the children of the same God, and we know that, and we each know where our religion falls, and we accept it and expand ourselves, and therefore we become one. And also we have to learn to be happy and thankful to what God has given us, and each of us accept our lot and be thankful. As far as we do not appreciate what we have, we will not experience the happiness and contentment, but we always want something else, something more. When we have more than 99% of humanity, and we are pretty good in many ways compared with the rest of humanity. Even those who have little, they should just accept God's blessing, and thanksgiving is the first law. Therefore, we have to choose to be thankful to God and accept our situation and concentrate on this mission and this amazing responsibility and blessing at the same time that God has given us, and be content and adjust our lives in such a way that we can do God's work in any way possible that we can do, instead of hesitating, staying back, being unhappy because we don't have something that we want so badly, and we demand that God give it to us instead of say, thanks God for all the thing you already have given me, and I should appreciate what I have, and these blessings, what I should be thankful for, and then work toward the communities of light coming together and manifesting the New Jerusalem. We are not happy because we do not appreciate what we have. We have to start to appreciate from now on. Sit back and look at your life and say, what do I have? I have this, 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 this. Thanks God. Of course, in the communities of light, life is much easier, much more relaxing, so more people will have time to meditate and eventually come to a point that they overcome their ego, so the ego would not crave what it wants. But the spirit will appreciate what it has. In the comings of light, we will be protected, provided, and the only thing left is become godly and create a peaceful environment for ourselves and other people. And we recognize and realize our action in the community affects the whole community. Community become a body that has to work well with each other. If a part of the body is sick, the whole body will not feel good. When we create such an organic communities that each part function correctly and based on God, and they are provided and happy for what they have, then we will have an example for humanity to show them, here, look, Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Muslims, in this community live together peacefully. It is a micro example of what the earth can be. We're not trying to create a cult. Far from it. We have to reach to humanity and open the community for many come and see. That's why I don't want to start small. A small community will become a cult because they will be so pushed and pulled with the external world that they fall on themselves and become warp star. And we know what warp star is. No light can escape it. But a community in a larger scale and open to the rest of the humanity, it's almost become a tourist attraction. It's become a way of people come and see what is happening in these 200 acres or 1,000 acres, whatever, the bigger the better. And they say the temple, they say the people, they say the dormitories, they say the houses, they say the center, they say the peacefulness, they say the call to prayer and how everybody come together and is godly. But if a couple of houses come together and in the middle of a neighborhood which all have the prejudice against a lot of things that a few people might be able to do, it's not going to work. Those few people eventually be ostracized or fall on themselves. That's why it's so important for us to create something that the people want to come to see instead of fighting the neighbors for what we want to do. Of course, it's a good idea for us to reach to our neighbors and help them out and create an environment that they can feel more secure and protected. But that is not the way really to do it. We have tried that before, to come to the point that it attracts more people to come and be with us is the community of light in a greater scale. Of course, in the companies of light, godly ways should be implemented. In this mission, we do not reject anybody. Indeed, it's easy to reject people. It is divine to accept them for what they are, as far as they are godly. So the only requirement is accepting God and His words, and community should accept everybody in it, as far as they are not destructive and ungodly. We eventually teach humanity not to reject each other so easily, but work with each other, meditate, accept other person, try to understand, to adjust, to come to a point that other person realizes no matter what they do, they're not going to be rejected. They can reject themselves from the community. That is their problem. The community of light does not reject anybody as far as they are godly. So again, that is the safe and secure feeling that we have to bring to everyone on earth, that the community of light and God does not reject people easily. Actually, some people insist to be rejected because psychologically they believe they don't worth it, and therefore they do all things to be rejected by you, and when you don't reject it, they were very surprised. Of course, sometimes they blame you that you accept me, that I'm not worthy for anything. But that is their psychological problem. So God does not reject anybody. If you reject God, that's your problem, who rejecting God. So we have to, again, know the ways of God, and humanity have to recognize that indeed the community of light is the place that people are accepted, loved, nurtured, and brought to a point that they realize God is with them, and they start loving God with all their heart, mind, and spirit. And when they love God, they love others as well. The reason they don't love other people is because they don't love God. They don't love the essence in themselves. They reject others because they have already rejected themselves. So in the communist of light, we have to become godly, the children of God. Indeed, in 1,000 years, we will have many sons of gods, 144,000 sons of God, I hope even more, that they will have godly outlook, and their ego is no longer there, but God's spirit come through them, and therefore they can also heal those who have ego, and their ego are in their way to see the God's spirit in the sons of God. So there's a lot of healing, and decisions have to be made at this point. And since the implementation have started, you also have to ask these questions and see this truth and godly way in a greater degree. Work on yourselves and create the environment that indeed we can come together and create the New Jerusalem. That is really the paramount project at this time. As I said, I'm not attached to it. Again, we need 100 people to go that way, or we need many thousand people to go the other way. Either way, we are not going to start a small group which become a kind of a cult. That's another thing. God is very patient. He will wait and wait and wait until those who indeed have been called and see this vision come forward, and then we can manifest God's way for humanity. And it's going to happen, because God said it will. And of course, in this endeavor, everybody have to recognize that the will of God is here, the revelation is given, and anything have left for you is to become a productive part of this mission and movement, and become a person who creates more than takes, and they can put an example of being dedicated and productive in society. Therefore, we have to learn how to go to the external world, how to use the external world for the resources, and bring greater resources to the communities. Therefore, we can reach a point that we also can affect the external world in a greater degree. So this mission is not to go to the mountain and forget about the rest of humanity. This mission is to be in the world, to be effective in the world, and at the same time realizing indeed you are not a part of it. You belong to the world which is coming. You belong to the kingdom of God. You belong to the eternal divine path. You belong to the whole truth, not a part of the truth. We claim this is the last revelation of God. So many other religions also believe their religion or prophet is the last revealer, and therefore they are the chosen one, they are the only way, or they have the last words. Of course, there is no prophet who has not said he has not finished his revelation and the religion that God has entrusted to him. Moses did not pass the Jordan River. He said, "My mission is done. Joshua, it is your turn." Cross said, "It is done," when he was in the cross. Prophet Muhammad said, "I have finished your religion." Bab and Baha'u'llah did not write some things that did not belong to their revelation and did not reveal it to humanity. And now, of course, we have done the same thing with the third declaration that this revelation is done. But there is no other revealer or revelation that called their book the Last Testament. Nobody opened the book sealed with the seventh seal. No one revealed the seventh seal. And no one claimed to be the seventh angel. Therefore, our claim as the revealer of the final revelation of God is based on all the evidence that God has given to humanity. And also we said, it's finished, it's done. That's what we did, like other prophet who said, "Yeah, I'm done with it. I've finished my revelation." And now, not only that, we also said, this is the last revelation of God. This is the whole thing. Of course, the other prophets and revealer also didn't have the whole truth. They had only a part of it. They had a section of it. Therefore, their followers and some people in those religions based their understanding on a portion of the truth, and therefore they made mistakes and created dogmas and believe on the things which is not completed the whole truth. But in this revelation, we can study and see all the scriptures of God and the revealer and know where they fall. We also recognize the two kind of prophets, the minor prophets and major prophets. There have been more than 134,000 minor prophets, but there have been only seven major religions which has come from the major manifestations or major prophets, or revealer which bring the word of God to man and reveal a part of God's plan. There is not going to be any major manifestation for 1,000 years, but there might be some prophet still come and bring some truth of God to humanity, but not anything that is not already been revealed through this manifestation and revelation. Here we can see this is the only one can be the last revelation of God, and this all other religion have to recognize and realize and overcome their dogmas as misunderstanding and recognize that God said that this is going to come. And God's way does not change. He has never sent somebody from the sky and says, here I am, everything's going to be okay, it's going to be okay. No. He always sends a revealer, a human who prophesies for a long time and sends that person with all the evidence that supports him as to be the mouthpiece for God on earth. God is a spirit. He needs a body to come through. It's not an ego trip at all. You all say you are Messiah, so you think you're better than everybody else. No, Messiah also is a regular man who is inspired by God to bring the guiding light to humanity. Therefore, listen to the words and revelation and manifestation of all the promises that God has given to man. Then you can recognize indeed God has done it again and sent this to humanity, and we indeed are in our way to bring the kingdom of God on earth. And these all the words of light and the guiding light for humanity, and God is the only way to peace, and we have to make this be recognized with humanity and put an example and come together and create the communities of light. The more we resist it, the longer it's going to take this to happen. The more we are still listen to external world and all the false prophets that teach us and tell us everything about everything but what God said, then we are in the way of coming of the kingdom. So become a part of the solution. Become a part of the eternal divine path. Let your egos go and become a channel for God. That God comes through and his words become your words, your spirit, your way, and recognize how God created you to be in this mission, which is coming very fast. And those who have seen this vision have to prepare themselves. Of course, if it doesn't happen this lifetime, it's going to happen next lifetime. I never predict the future, but I know that God is very flexible. He will accomplish what he says, but it might sometime take even thousands of years, as he promised Abraham thousands of years ago that his children will inherit the earth, and they have. God told Abraham it's going to take 4,000 years this to happen. Probably Abraham would not even understand what 4,000 years from then would be and how earth would look like. But the truth is indeed, everything God said has come true. And we now have also revealed the way to connect to God. God has revealed to you a way of meditation that in the stillness between breathing in and breathing out, and breathing out and breathing in, is when you experience the stillness and connection to God. the more you connect yourself to that stillness, the less you will be away from God. And you will be connected to God in that stillness. Be still now and know that I'm God. So these are our guiding light for humanity and you. And you are also called to become a channel to give it to other people. Become dedicated, one-pointed. Do not let other things overcome these words and revelation. Of course, Maya is stronger than ever. And these words reveal it to you. But during the week, they are destroyed. Mind comes in, ego comes in, and we fall away from them. Wrap yourself in the Word of God. Wrap yourself in His promises and scriptures and vow and meditation and singing and dancing and chanting and coming to our services. Therefore, you are not out there all the time. It's hard to turn around and say, yeah, it's time to go and do the reminder. And that's what the reason the reminder is there. So you turn around and be baptized and go to God. Say, this world I can leave, now I can go to God. The more you leave this world and go to God, the more you do not belong to this world, but belong to God. The more you do not go to God and you are concerned about this world, the more this world is going to get you. And of course, there is a power and a strength in numbers. Communities and the people come together. They can affect their environment and not be affected with the external world more. If you are alone by yourself working somewhere that mostly are worldly, it's hard not to be a part of it. But if you are living in the New Jerusalem, we might even eventually make the whole city, whole state, whole world a place which is godly, and therefore it's not that hard to be with God as it is now. But that first step has to be taken. This thing has to be realized. We should create the willpower and strength and discipline to disconnect ourselves from the world and say, now I'm going to go to God. I've been in this world whole day. It's 10 to 6. Now it's time I'm going to cut myself out from whatever this world wants me to do when I go and do my reminder and remember God. It's a discipline. It's a meditation. When you meditate on the word, your mind starts wandering around. You gently have to bring it back to the word or mantra. Mind again astray away. You have to bring, it's the same thing for the reminder. The word gets you. Who wants to do the reminder? You don't want to do it. But that is the way to disconnect yourself from this world and strengthen your willpower against the Maya and attraction of this external world. I'm gonna go and do my reminder. Because that's time for God. Of course, with the meditation and that stillness, you can always stay with God, and when the time of the reminder comes, say, oh yeah, it's time for a reminder. Just go and do it. You don't even think twice, because now you are with God more than with the world. And it's going to get harder and harder for individual and families and those who are not in a group or communities of light to cope with this external world, and more they will lose their power to the external world, and our power will take over their lives and will be unjust to them. But in the group and in the communities of light, individuals are not going to be affected with the injustice out there, because they have a strength in the group by being together and combat the injustice of the external world and its effects. The whole plan is based on God's word, and it makes sense, and it will create and bring the kingdom of God on earth. But we have to ask those fundamental questions of ourselves. Does God exist? Are scriptures his words and his commandments? If you answer both yes, then we're done with you. You are a person who judge yourself and say, am I really following my belief? Just believing, yes, God exists, and the scriptures are the word of God, and though is God's scripture and the word of God, and I have to follow though, then you have no choice but to come to the comings of light and follow the eternal divine path. No matter how intellectually we discuss it, we work with it, we come together, but we do not plunge to the word of God and become a part of the community of light and still wonder how I can combat external world, you won't. Because we're not following the eternal divine path. We're not following God's words. So ask yourself, does God exist? If the scripture are his word, and God sent this scripture not to humanity, it's time to follow, though. Follow the word of God. And of course, the kingdom of God surely will come with or without us. If we do not listen to his word, God will bring those who will. So it is his blessing on us that has chosen us to be a part of his work. And if we resist it, he will replace us with those who won't. And therefore, be zealous and come to the comings of light and be one with it and manifest it as God has commanded us. And know that if we do that, we will be blessed. If we don't, the blessing will not be there at all. We have some people coming to our rooms and objecting to our belief that God is everything. And their objection usually is, what do you mean God is everything? You mean God is the most hideous things in the universe? Also, they usually say something like a toilet or thing like that. The answer is yes, indeed. If you change the elements in the atomic setup of the most hideous thing in the universe, and add and subtract electron, proton, and neutron, you can make this most hideous thing in the universe to gold. Indeed, there are cities, they purify their sewer and make it to drinking water and use the rest of it for fertilizing and other thing in the city. So the people who do not see God even in the most hideous things, it is them who have not opened their godly eye to see indeed God is everything, and everything is convertible to everything else. Indeed, this is more scientific than believing that God created everything else. And therefore, if God created everything else, it has to be very rigid. Everything should stay the way they are forever. Nothing can be converted to anything else. And of course, we know even energy is converted to other energies. So tell those people that they don't see God even in the most hideous thing, that indeed we can convert the most hideous thing into gold or the most beautiful thing in the universe. And that very well goes with the most hideous people. If we can make them see God and turn them around, they might even become godly. I'm not recommending go and find the most hideous people and try to change them to godliness, but of course there is a situation that you can see the potential in a person that they can turn around, become godly. You can remember that you do not have to reject them, but adjust yourself and meditate on how you can help them in a greater degree. It's much easier to reject others with the first sign of a dissent or differences, but it's much more godly if we can look at other people, accept them, and then come to a point that we can live together in peace. And that humanity really needs in this point, because there are a lot of rejectionists on earth right now. They reject other religion, they reject other culture, they reject other ways, and each of them think they are the best way, they have the best way, and they're not recognizing that it is the ego which rejects, the spirit accepts, and then work together to eventually come to a point that you can merge together and become one. Just like a thesis, antithesis, which becomes synthesis, and they can live together and in balance and unity. That's the Spirit of God. This teaching is the Word of God. Ask yourself these questions very carefully. Look at yourself squarely. Do you really believe God exists? Do you still working to make yourself God and your ego great and craving attention and approval and all those things which is related to ego? Or you let God come through and say, yes, I believe God exists. The Word of God is the Scriptures, and I want to let my ego go and let God come through. And that is, of course, the meditation, the stillness between the breathing in and breathing out, and recognizing God is always with you, doing the reminder, and cutting yourself off from this world and come to the exercises and the ritual that God has been given to us. It's not for God, it's for us, it's for you to be able to discipline yourself to say, now it's 10 to 6, time to do the reminder. Wherever you are, we don't even want to know. Just do it by yourself in 10 to 6 in your time. And of course, we have 10 to 6 here. We can also come and join us. 10 to 6 in the morning, 10 to 6 in the evening. Cut yourself off from this world and go and do the reminder. It's almost the same as meditation. In your meditation, is your mind going all over the place? Gently bring it to the mantra, bring it to the stillness, bring it to the energy released in the stillness, so you can create greater power over your mind, and therefore the mind is not running your life, but you are running the mind. And that's the only way you can overcome the ego and the attacking of this external world. Become stronger, and of course it's easier if you come together in the communes of light and create the New Jerusalem, so humanity also can benefit greatly. I guess our time is up, and I leave you to God. Meditate again these words, ask yourself these questions, understand God's way, and indeed become a great instrument for His will. If you don't do it, somebody else will. Salam, everybody.